Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
That's what we'll do today. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you have a good day filled with lots of love. We love all of our listeners out there for tuning in and celebrating community radio and youth radio. And we love WGXC, our favorite community radio station of all time. I also want to wish my sister a very happy birthday. She has a Valentine's Day baby. So that was always the more interesting holiday for me growing up. And now I'm celebrating my sister, who I love so much. So happy birthday, Sarah. She is also a loyal listener of Bound by Books. But we're going to go on to talk about some books. So we'll get started with Fatia. What did you want to share today?
I wanted to share an excerpt of The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. I started reading this in class today, and I was really curious about what who the murderer was. And this is Adventure 8. Since it's like every chapter takes like around 1 hour to read, I'm just gonna read like a couple of paragraphs.
Okay.
The Speckled Band. On glancing over my notes of the 70 odd cases in which I have during the last 8 years studied the methods of my friend Sherlock Holmes, I find many tragic, some comic, a large number merely strange, but none commonplace. For working as he did rather for the love of his art than for the acquirement of wealth, he refused to associate himself with any investigation which did not tend towards the unusual and even the fantastic. Of all these varied cases, however, I cannot recall any which presented more singular features than that which was associated with the well-known survey family of the Roylotts of Stoke Moran. The events in question occurred in the early days of my association with Holmes, when we were sharing rooms as bachelors in the Baker Street. It is possible that I might have placed them upon record before, but a promise of secrecy was made at the time, from which I have only been freed during the last month by the untimely death of the lady whom the pledge was given. It is perhaps as well that the facts should now come to light, for I have reasons know that there are widespread rumors espying Roylott which tend to make the matter even more terrible than the truth.
Cool. What drew you to that book?
We started reading this in ELA class, and when we read some of it, I'm pretty sure we got to we read it for 20 minutes. It was really interesting to me. It was kind of mysterious because my goal was to, our goal by the end of the month was to find which crime was committed. And I chose the crime murder. And my teacher said that everyone in the class was incorrect, but they were really close. So I'm really curious to see which crime was committed.
Interesting. I don't think I've ever read any Sherlock Holmes. I've seen some stories of Sherlock Holmes, like adaptations, but I've never read it. It's interesting to hear what the writing is like. There's a series of books that I've also not read, but that might be of interest to you or to other young readers. There's a series called the Enola Holmes Mysteries, which is a young adult fiction series of detective novels by Nancy Springer. And it features the character of Enola Holmes, who's a 14-year-old sister of Sherlock Holmes. And she gets involved in a lot of different mysteries. And while I haven't read the stories, I have read some of the film adaptations. There were two films put out in recent years that adapted the books, or at least the character. I don't know how similar they were to the book, but for people interested in mysteries that are connected to Sherlock Holmes, that might be of interest. There's it looks like 9 books. That's always fun too. If you get into one, then you can keep reading more and more and more. Let's say your class is going to continue reading the book and try to figure out the mystery.
Yes. Yeah.
I liked mysteries when I was a kid. I liked trying to solve them. Thought it was a lot of fun. I hope you keep enjoying that book. I'm curious what the crime is that was committed. I don't know. Well, I can talk about a couple books. So I will share 2 books that are coming out soon. Let's see when they're coming out. Yeah, they're both coming out in the next week or two that I'm interested in. And both of these are graphic novels. I swear I read other books, but I do talk about graphic novels a lot on the show because they're so good. But the two that I'm interested in checking out that I have not yet are Cassie and the House of Memories by Dean Stewart and Crumble by Meredith McLaren and illustrated by Andrea Bell. So, Cassie and the House of Memories by Dean Stewart is set to come out February 18th, and it is suggested for middle grade readers ages 8 to 12. And here's the description. A dazzling journey through memories past gives one girl the chance to save her grandfather, as long as she can find him in time. A graphic novel perfect for fans of Pashmina and Anya's Ghost, both of which I very much enjoyed. Cassie loves spending time with her grandfather. His games, songs, and stories have always brought her endless joy. This visit with him, though, is different. Grandpa seems to be losing track of things, including everything from the stories they're sharing to who Cassie herself is. So when he goes missing after wandering off from his own backyard, Cassie knows she has to figure out where he's gone. What she discovers is a world filled with memories, none of them her own. As she leaps from one memory to the next, she knows she's getting closer and closer to finding her grandfather, but only if she can make sure he doesn't slip away forever. And I've read a lot of really great reviews about this book. It's gotten a number of star reviews, and it just sounds like a really interesting story and way of telling the story and covering certain themes. So definitely going to check that out. I've never read anything by Dean Stewart, so also curious to see what his art and writing style are like. But again, that's Cassie and the House of Memories by Dean Stewart. So, coming out February 18th. And the other one is Crumble by Meredith McLaren and Andrea Bell. And I've also never read anything by these two, I don't think. But this is coming out February 25th and is also a middle grade graphic novel, but very different. So, here's the description for this one: a heartfelt and magic filled graphic novel for fans of Sheets and Real Friends. I'm also fans of those two. About baking, friendship, and feeling every kind of emotion, no matter the flavor. Emily, her mom, and her Aunt Gina have a very special magical power. They can bake emotions into the desserts they sell at their family bakery. Need a dash of confidence? Try their millionaire shortbread. Want relief after a stressful day? The cheesecake will lighten your spirits. There's only one rule: never bake a bad feeling. Every day after school, Emily and her best friend Day make tried and true recipes while she and Aunt Gina brainstorm new ones. But when Aunt Gina dies in an accident, Emily's life is turned upside down. Not knowing what to do, Emily breaks the rule and bakes her bad feelings into a crumble. It looks gross. Day says it tastes gross, but they can't stop eating it. Neither can Emily's classmates. And with her grief and pain baked into the crumble, Emily gets the comfort of being at least a little numb. So even though she's not supposed to, she makes it again and again and again. But baking and eating bad feelings doesn't really make them go away. So that one sounds very interesting and different. It sounds a little similar in a way to another book that I read called The Happy Shop by Brittany Long Olson, which had a similar concept where there was a young woman who she it's not a family business, but she ends up working with a local shop that sells happy feelings. But then she starts wanting to experiment with selling other more diverse feelings. And it's about that whole thing. So it's interesting. Similar ideas, but sounds a little different. But yeah, so that was Crumble by Meredith McLaren and Andrea Bell. So again, coming out February 25th. You can keep an eye out for that. But yeah, so those are my books I'm looking forward to. I'm currently reading a few books. Since the last show we did, I've finished one book, but it was a book for adults, and I don't usually talk about those on the radio unless they have more appeal for young readers. But I'm currently reading two books, but I haven't gotten too far into them, if I could mention them. So one is Mis Quinces, which is a book by Kat Fajardo, and it was also released in Spanish, so it's also available for Spanish readers. And it's a debut middle grade graphic novel about a young girl named Sue, who all she wants to do over the summer months is spend time reading and making comics at a sleepaway camp with her friends. But she gets stuck going to Honduras with her family, visit relatives. And when she arrives, because the family lives way out in the country, she doesn't have connection to her friends back home. So she can't text them, she doesn't have internet. But she arrives and finds out that her mom has decided that she's going to have her quinceañera while they're in Honduras. And a quinceañera is a celebration of a young woman or a young girl becoming a young woman. And often at a quinceañera, you'll have beautiful dresses, and it's often very like shiny and pink, and that's just not what Sue is like. She's not into that. So I'm curious to see what compromises will be made, but I'm at a point where she's agreed to go forward with it if her mom will let her go to sleepaway camp with her friends when they get back to the US. So we'll see what happens from here on out. But so far, it's really fun enjoying that. And that's been out for a while. So looks like it came out in 2022. And it had been on my list, and I just never got to it. So decided to read that one finally. And another finally book that came out probably in the 1970s, so it was out in the world my whole life, is I'm finally reading Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry by Mildred D. Taylor, which won the Newbery Medal in 1977. It's like a beloved classic middle grade novel. This one's not a graphic novel. Oh, Mis Quinces was a graphic novel. I don't remember if I said that. But so Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry is part of Mildred D. Taylor's Logan's family series. So she wrote a number of books about the Logan family. And I would say Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry is her most famous because it was an award-winning book. I'm trying to remember if Let the Circle Be Unbroken also won Newbery. I don't know if it did, but it was also an acclaimed book. But from what I can tell, there's at least one, two, three, four, at least five books in the series. And I believe I've read two of them, maybe three. Oh no, there's another one too that's not showing here. Forget how many books are in that series. But I really like her writing style, and I like the family in the other books that I've read. I feel like she writes them in a way that they feel there's a number of siblings in the family, and they each have their own character that is very clear, and you can really picture them. But Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry is set in the South during the Depression in a rural area. And I haven't read very far in this one, so I might just read the description so I don't give too much away, because so far it's sort of building to what I think will be more of the plot of the story. But here's a description. With the land to hold them together, nothing can tear the Logans apart. Why is the land so important to Cassie's family? It takes the events of one turbulent year, the year of the night riders and the burnings, the year a white girl humiliates Cassie in public simply because she is black, to show Cassie that having a place of their own is the Logan family's lifeblood. It is the land that gives the Logans their courage and pride, For no matter how others may degrade them, the Logans possess something no one can take away. And so, yeah, this was a very acclaimed book, received a lot of starred reviews. It won the Newbery Medal, was a National Book Award nominee, American Book Award honor book, Boston Globe Horn Book Award honor book, ALA Notable Book, and so on. And I've known a lot of authors who have listed this as a really important book in their life. But yeah, I'm excited to finally be reading this. I don't know why it's taken me so long to get to it, but I'm excited to read it and enjoy reading the Logan family again. I know I've read The Song of the Trees, The Gold Cadillac. I think I read The Road to Memphis and The Well. I think I've read all of those. I read sort of like all of the shorter ones, but I've been enjoying it so far. And the newer editions all have really beautiful covers with illustrations by Kadir Nelson, who's just an amazing artist. He's done a number of picture books, and I think he's done some other covers, cover art as well. He does a lot of covers for the New Yorker magazine. But yeah, I feel like that helps. It's not an illustrated book, but even just having like this beautiful cover is really nice. But yeah, so that's what I've been reading and enjoying, and hoping to keep it up. But anyways, before we go for the day, Satya, do you have anything else you want to share? Any Valentine's messages
Sure. Happy Valentine's Day.
to everyone?
Yes.
Sounds good. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there listening, and even to everyone out there not listening. Wish everybody love. Use more of that, right?
Yeah.
And we hope everyone reads a lot of great books that they love as well. We'll be back next week to talk about more books. In the meantime,
Happy reading.
Yeah.
all is fair in love. Love's a crazy game. Two people about to stay. Is one they say, but all has changed with time. The future none can see. Love it.